Hello and welcome to the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. For Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody. We're with you each weekday afternoon from 1 to 1:15. And our goal is to teach the Word of God, edify the saints, and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, each brother rotates the speaking from week to week. And now, our message for today. Good afternoon. It's good to be with you again. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. And this week we'll be going through Titus, the book of Titus. Turn with me there in the New Testament, a book that only has 3 chapters, only 46 verses, but it has a great deal for us in it, we trust. Let's look first to the Lord in prayer. Father, we again come before you and ask that you might bring before us today that which every heart needs. We just ask for your guidance in the presenting of this word this week, and that you would give us clarity of mind and prepare the heart of the speaker and also that of the listeners. And we pray for your guidance in all things. We do pray in Christ's name. Amen. Titus chapter 1. We see here in the book of Titus, as we've been studying 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and now Titus, these 3 books together, as we have mentioned before, in theological sense, it is mentioned as the pastoral epistles. Now, this doesn't mean that if you're not one of the shepherds of a local assembly, then this doesn't mean turn off the tape or the radio. This does not mean that it's not for you. We see that it is greatly encouraging to every believer to know, yes, how we are to behave ourselves as believers, and specifically areas that the shepherds need to pay attention to particularly. But as well, we see that the Word of God is all profitable to us. So pay attention. We see the gospel is brought forth in the pastoral epistles. So if you know not Christ as your Savior, perhaps you would be listening to the reading of this book when you see your need for Christ. So regardless of your situation, your background, your area of service, whether you're saved or lost, let's look at the book of Titus. Titus chapter 1, the first 4 verses would be our introduction. We see first in the book of Titus, along with 1 and 2 Timothy, there are certain words, phrases that are unique to these 3 little books. We see God our Savior, a great way to outline the book of Titus. God our Savior, along with Christ our Savior. We'll be looking at that momentarily. Also, there are 5 faithful sayings, one of which is in Titus. In these 3 books, there are 5 faithful sayings. Godliness is not mentioned by Paul until we see these books of Timothy and Titus. Sound doctrine is a unique phrase that we find in these books. We see only in 1 Timothy and Titus that the qualifications of bishops, elders, those are the overseers, the shepherds of the flock, are mentioned in two of these 3 books, only found here. And finally, it's mentioned before, mercy is a little word that means so much, is added into the introduction here when he speaks to individuals. Paul usually starts off speaking of grace and peace, but whenever he says to an individual, he says grace, mercy, and peace, something we all need as individuals, the mercy of God. So let's look a little further. Think of possible outlines of Titus. We could outline it such as this. Chapter 1, behavior of the oversight. Chapter 2, behavior of individuals. Chapter 3, behavior of all saints. A book of behavior. When we look at 1 and 2 Timothy, as we see sound doctrine. Titus brings us to sound behavior. One should produce the other. sound doctrine and sound behavior should go together. Also, each of these three chapters, we see hope. Chapter 1, verse 2, it speaks there, in hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie promised before the world began. Chapter 2, verse 13, it speaks of looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In chapter 3, verse 7, it speaks of hope, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So we could outline the book of Titus by noting hope in each chapter. Well, as we mentioned earlier, one unique phrase in the pastoral epistles is God our Savior, along with the phrase Christ our Savior. Notice with me in chapter 1, verse 3, where Paul is speaking in the introduction, he says, according to the commandment of God our Savior. Then on into verse 4, he speaks as he directs the letter to Titus, my own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Chapter 2, verse 10, a verse that could be considered the theme of this book, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things, in connection with verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And again, finally, chapter 3, verse 4, but after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior. Notice again, God our Savior. And then in verse 6, finally, it speaks about which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, what do we get from those three passages? Both chapter 1, 2, and again in 3, we see the mention of God our Savior, and then it would follow up shortly after speaking of Christ, our Savior. What does this tell us? It tells us, one, it speaks of the deity of Christ, of how the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth, God manifest in the flesh. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He is the Lord of glory. The Lord Jesus Christ is God Himself. We see here, as it speaks of God our Savior, Christ our Savior. The doctrine of God our Savior, in the appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. God our Savior again in chapter 3, and Jesus Christ our Savior. We see here the clarity of who this one, the Savior, truly is. If you were to go back in Isaiah, he would speak about who the Savior is, being God. And yet then we see in throughout the New Testament that the Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot separate the two. The Lord of glory, the one who left glory, is returned to glory now, after that time upon this earth when He spent, in specific, those 3 hours of darkness upon the cross, when the sin of the world was laid upon Him, the Father would not look upon sin, and He turned His back, as it were, upon the one who knew no sin, but was made sin for us. The Lord Jesus Christ bore our sin upon the cross of Calvary. So He is the Savior. He's the Deliverer. We see the Deliverer in the Old Testament. In the book of Judges, there was one to be raised up to be the Deliverer for Israel in time of need before they had the kings in Israel. Yet now we think of the great Savior, the one who came to save us from our sins, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we see in Titus 3 times over, speaking of God our Savior, then Christ our Savior, we see the clarity of who is the Savior of sinners. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we could also outline the book of Titus, chapter 1, shows us eternal life by the promise of God. Chapter 2 shows us eternal life by the witness of His servants. And chapter 3 shows us eternal life by the love and mercy of God. Eternal life shown forth in each of these three chapters. Well, as we are considering the introduction to Titus today, an overview of the book of Titus, if you will, let's just look at the first four verses. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, in the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus my own son, after the common faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. There is a tremendous amount that we can look at in just these first four verses. We see verse 1. Paul speaks of being a servant of God. That's a bondservant. We've changed masters. We emphasize that a lot in the recent studies. That we've changed masters, such as in Colossians, of how we've been a servant of darkness and Satan and sin, and now we are a servant of the Most High God. We are a servant of God, a bondservant of God. And then we see how in Romans 1:1 we're separated unto God. We are His bondservant. We love our master. We have a master in heaven that we love. And then also in verse 1, it speaks of the faith. The faith. The faith of God's elect. That's speaking of those that are born again. You know, over there in the book of Jude, it speaks of the faith. Earnestly contending for the faith. Here it's not speaking of faith in the sense of trust as, will you have faith in Christ, but in the sense of the faith. Jude speaking of contending for the faith. Standing forth for the faith. And here we see according to the faith of God's elect. It's a little different than what is in Jude, but here we think of the faith of the individuals of having faith in Christ. A little different uses of the word faith. We wanted to bring that forth. But here it's the faith of God's elect. In Jude it's the faith. And here we also see in chapter 1 speaks of acknowledging, the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. I noticed here when looking at this little introduction that it speaks of truth in verse 1. It speaks of promises or God that promised in verse 2. And in verse 3, it speaks of the word, which was given according to the commandment of God. So we see the word, we see promise, we see truth. These are the things that we find in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, our time is drawing short today. We've looked a little bit at verse 1, and we'd like to pick up again tomorrow. Join us at 1 o'clock for the Bible study program of the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. We have a P.O. box if you'd like to write us, if you have any comments or questions, or if you have any suggestions. We also have a phone number. We give one each week. P.O. box in Ramsour is 689 in Ramsour. And the phone number this week is 824-5525. Thank you. And have a good day.